I am flesh and I am bone, all rise, ting ting like glittering. you're asking for. And everybody in the front room's tripping out. You left your bottle at the door. Cause everybody in the back room's spilling out. You don't remember what you're asking for. And everybody in the front room's tripping out. You left your bottle at the door.
Don't worry. next level. Just like the spaceship up and bright big lights are shining on. That beat is so tight, it makes you wanna get up, get down. Like there's no tomorrow, like there's no tomorrow, like there's no tomorrow.
You're listening to Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Mark. The song you were just listening to was Don't Worry by Macdum featuring Ray Dalton. And the next song you're going to hear is Believers by Imagine Dragons. Once again, you're listening to Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Mark.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
You're listening to Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Mark. Next, we are going to have Newcast by Kamani, Hermes, and Tucker. Once again, you're listening to Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Mark.
This is Hermes with Kamani and Tucker for your Turn news update for Friday, July 7th. In national news, at least 100 people were shot in violent 4th of July holiday weekend in Chicago. 13 people were killed and 88 wounded from Friday afternoon to early Wednesday. According to Crime Cider staff at CBS, the shootings occurred in the city's south and west sides, putting over 1,000 more police officers in those areas on overtime. The youngest person shot was a 13-year-old boy, seriously wounded in Gage Park. This American holiday showed a candid side of the free America we live in.
In world news, the U.S., Russia, and Jordan have agreed to cease fire in southwest Syria. According to ABC News, this decision has the support of both the Assad regime and the rebel group in the area. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he believes this is the first step in U.S.-Russia cooperation in Syria. The ceasefire is set to take effect this Sunday, July 9th.
In local news, according to NBC, a fire alarm went off Friday morning in a seven-story construction site, went up into flames, displacing nearly over 100 people. There wasn't any injuries and everyone was safe. The details on how this fire happened are unknown. On the other hand, the National Weather Service of the Bay Area said the temperature as a high as 145 degrees Fahrenheit from the Oakland fire.
Today in science, the fight against cancer continues with a new treatment being developed to heal our own body's mistakes. Scientists and researchers at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston and BioNTech in Germany are researching personalized vaccines to train a body's immune system to attack cancer tumors. Antigens are proteins that envelop cells. Neoantigens are proteins that are abundant in our cancer cells. According to Aparna Nathan from Popular Science, this means that by injecting the same neoantigens into the body in a way to prime the immune system to destroy the neoantigens along with the tumors. Many of the institution's subjects have shown signs of recovery. Hopefully this will become a cure in the not-so-distant future.
In sports news, the NBA free agency market has been a whirlwind of deals being made for some of the top athletes in the league. With moves like Gordon Hayward to Boston, Paul George to Oklahoma City, it seems as though teams are doing everything they can to acquire enough firepower to take down the league's best, Golden State and Cleveland. Even the Sacramento Kings have pulled multiple deals to try and rebuild their organization. But with the Warriors signing sharpshooters Nick Young and Omri Caspi, while managing to also re-sign their core from last year, it doesn't look like they have any intentions of slowing down. The questions remain: who can take down the Warriors and the Cavs? I'm Tucker Andrew, and that was Hermes and Kamani for Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw.
And I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been playing hard, said no more counting dollars.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?" He said, "Will you defeat them, your demons, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Mark. This last song is Dead by My Chemical Romance. Once again, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Mark, signing out.
My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Dunga screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going on to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the rear view, swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, cause it's legal just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damned if I do. It's gonna stop me when I'm coming through. What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands tight. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang.
Fast, die, young bad girls, do it well. Live fast, I do, I do, I do. It started one day with my broken heart. It ends with you, with you, with you. Swear I felt it coming, could taste it on my tongue. It's been you and me together all along. Please don't stop the rain, let it take us over. How could I complain when I'm staring at my love? Please don't hesitate, come a little closer. It won't bother me if I never see the sun. Please don't stop the rain. Please don't stop the rain. Hold me once, baby, kiss me twice. I have no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Cause I've been told to stand inside the lines, but I'm moving now, I'm moving now. I can stand out here for hours until my body turns to rust. Cause loving you is more than enough.
Hey, you're listening to Primetime on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hannah. You were just listening to a song called Please Don't Stop the Rain by Nalani and Serena. And the next song you're going to listen to is Mansions by Matt Champion. Once again, you're listening to Two Turnt Radio on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ Hannah. Hey, you're listening to Two Turnt on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hannah. Next, we are going to have a commentary by Winnie. Once again, you're listening to Two Turnt on Youth Radio Raw.
I don't like feeling stuck, and I hate routine jobs. That's the reason why I recently quit my job, which I realize now was a really bad mistake. Since sixth grade, everything I've done has been affiliated with Head Royce. I got into the Heads Up program through my low income status when I was 11. I'm pretty sure I only got accepted into my school with enough financial aid because of my affiliation with the Heads Up program. Since freshman year, I've been working at my school's summer program and after-school program as a counselor. Even the volunteering I do at Rebuilding Together Oakland is connected to my school. Don't get me wrong, I'm incredibly grateful for all of these opportunities, and I've been incredibly lucky, but I was feeling stuck in a bubble. I thought I needed to do something different this summer because it was the summer that counts before senior year. So I quit the only secure job I had at my school and expected Rock and Crawfish to hire me over the summer. I was wrong. I turned in my resume, never got a contact, and went in again to talk to the manager, who agreed to give me a test day since I'm 17 and had no experience. He never texted me back about the test day, and going in again was for sure going to annoy him. I've applied for multiple jobs since then, and I'm praying I get employed before August. Now, I'm unemployed on a part of youth radio, which only takes up 2 days a week. I guess what I'm saying is not to depend on plans you make before you're sure they're going to work. I'm winning for Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Neon lights on the dust in the ground on the bus. Dirty words makes the scar prep a must. Rolling by, scrolling for the future on the up. Dating my mind, it's a diamond in the rough. A platform with a trainer for getting to the right side of me is why I fall. I'm gonna say, where have I go? Maybe there's glory in all the things I'm known. Guns keep it fun, keep it man, keep it on no run. Guns keep it fun, keep it man, keep it on no guns. Guns keep it fun, keep it man, keep it on no run. Guns keep it fun, keep it man, keep it on no run. Oil is a god, then the cranes all pray. The crude is so rude, cause it makes the people pay. On the side of the road, men make money. A flatter for a dollar, man, he wants a family.
Better than ever before. Guess you never know me at all. there I go again. Pour my heart out but nobody's listening. Thick skin kicks in a bit too slowly. Who are they to say what I gotta be? This world ain't perfect, so why should I be? Nobody deserves to be lonely. A beautiful life, beautiful life. I've been brave, I've been crazy, I've been better than I have before. If you thought you could change me, I guess you never knew me at all. Not afraid, I'm not angry. My heart is warmer and better than ever before. Really living the way it's supposed to be. Cause all of my life I've been hiding behind everything expected of me. I get caught up in opinion instead of really living the way it's supposed to be. We change, we grow, we fight till we know that to live we must be free. I've been brave, I've been crazy, I've been better than I have before.
Person, someone who identifies as something as a different gender than the one I was assigned at birth. Dysphoria is the way you see yourself don't match up in terms of gender. This goes from your body feeling like it's not yours to feeling uncomfortable every time you are referred to as the wrong gender. It's not a disease or medical condition, simply something that a lot of trans and gender nonconforming people experience. Dysphoria can make your life not so fun at least, and suicidal at the worst. For example, 41% of transgender people have attempted suicide at least once. 50% of transgender kids will attempt suicide before their 20th birthday. To relieve dysphoria, trans people can change the way they dress, take hormones, or have surgery to change our bodies to make ourselves feel more at home in our body. People need to know more about dysphoria to help support their trans and gender nonconforming loved ones or help themselves explore their own gender identity. Let your kids and loved ones be themselves and they will thrive. I'm Rami KD from Two Turnt Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For more information, go to webmd.com/mentalhealth/genderdysphoria. Surprise, I can't help but see you running off.
disguise. I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, even if I could. I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, no. I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, even if I could. I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, no. Thank you.
Like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you motherfuckers how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you, I'ma show them how to act. Okay, now picture little Bobby, just a younger, run around with his man's hammer in his hand, feeling like a man. Run, motherfucker, run. Put a pole, pole, get the gun, put it to your brain like damn. Everybody know you ain't about it. Everything you talk about, I know I can live without it. Red light, stop, green light, go. Everything ain't what it seem like, motherfucker. I know. Hold up, what you mean? Where you been? Bitch, I've been in. This is merely the beginning again. What you been living in? A box under the bridge, like Anthony Kiedis, looking for something to complete us and maybe lead us. The leaders, hell of a long way from equalists how they treat us. Body of a builder with the mind of a fetus. Turn on the television to see the vision they feed us, and I wish I could erase that face facts. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know how it go. Everybody people. Everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know. I've been knocking Joe down like a Jehovah Witness. God is my witness, I'm witness, but on the real I think I need another witness. If it was 1717, black daddy, white mama wouldn't change a thing. Light-skinned motherfucker certified as a house. Well, I'll be damn, go figure. In my blood is the slave and the master. It's like the devil playing space with the pastor. But he was born with the white privilege. Man, what the f*** is that? White people told me as a child, as a little boy playing with his toys, I should be ashamed to be black. And some black people look ashamed when I rap, like my great-granddaddy didn't take a whip to the back. Not accepted by the black or the white. I don't give a f***, praise God, I can see the light. Everybody talk about race this, race that. I wish I could erase that, face facts. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know how it go. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know. Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Sit the f*** back down. Seem like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you motherfuckers how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you, I'ma show them how to act.
Hey, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ T. The song you are listening to was Every Day by Logic, and the next song you're going to hear is Morning in America by John Bellion. Once again, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ T.
I've been trying to keep up with all of these great expectations, so I keep on faking. We're secretly out of control. Nobody knows it, but my mom's got a problem with oxys and she's angry. 'Cause my dad's office door's always closed, but I stop knocking. Yeah, we're secretly out of control, and everyone knows. At the locker, selling time release. Where's the party? Where's the party? Where's the party? There's a house empty.
Didn't learn a lesson, didn't use protection. Doesn't wanna keep the baby. Throwing up in the alley, older brother looking for me. I've been trying to keep up with all of these great expectations, so I keep on faking. We're secretly out of control, nobody knows it, but my mom's got a problem with oxys and she's angry. Cause my dad's office door's always closed, but I stop knocking cause there's some things I don't wanna know. We're secretly out of control, nobody says it when the past president overdosed. We all pretended it was fair, it was shocking, and all the town was talking. Yeah, we're secretly out of control, and everyone
Hey, you're listening to the Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ T. Next, we are going to have a review by Christian, followed by a commentary by May. Once again, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ T.
Alright, my review will be on the album Grey Gorilla by Ramirez. Ramirez is an underground rapper from San Francisco who is a part of the record label Grey Gods and G59 Records. With constant references to violence, his lyrics are not for the faint of heart. But don't let that deter you from listening to his album. The Grey Gorilla released June 10th, 2017. This album contains 12 songs that all complement the album rather than weigh it down. From the great introduction of the album, 40s and Shorties, the beat changing banger, The Mystical Warlock, you are taken on a roller coaster that surely brings many emotions out of the listener. The album also features appearances from many of the artist's friends and frequent collaborators who helped this album become the greatness it is. These features include Mikey the Magician, who not only produced most of the tracks in this album but also appeared in the slow banger Never Switched, Fat Nick, Shakewell, Nell, and Suicide Boys. This full-length project definitely has a greater list of pros than cons. Ramirez is better than ever, and this project is evidence. With his diverse flow from track to track, brutal lyrics, and overall sound, this album is superb. The overall production of the album is outstanding and make this album perfect. Mikey the Magician, Young Milkrate, and Tacit were producers of this project. Their beats are spectacular and use many samples from diverse genres. Overall, this project is great, but it does have its flaws. For starters, the songs are extremely short, with the runtime being only 28 minutes long. Also, the song Na 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 Caught Slippin' gets repetitive at times. Other than that, I have nothing but good things to say about this album. I would recommend this album to people who love rap music and the West Coast sound. I would also suggest this album to people who are fans of the group 3-6 Mafia, since this artist draws inspiration from that group with its dark lyrics and sounds. I wouldn't recommend this album to people who like more upbeat music, since the overall tone of Ramirez is very grim. Regardless, I think everyone should give this a listen. I'm Christian Romo from 4-4 Two Turn Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
With today's advanced technology, online dating has become a common method for young adults to find the one. Dating apps such as Tinder are not the only way you can meet the love of your life or your summer fling. In fact, I witnessed my friend get a boyfriend through the use of a social media application called WeChat. It was a Friday night. My friend, who I will call Amy, messaged me on Facebook. She sent me screenshots of a conversation she was having with a 21-year-old guy, who I will call Edwin. She found him interesting and charming. She told me that he was coming the next day to play pool with us. And just like that, a random stranger entered her life. All it took was a friend request and a message. They met in Alameda the next day and had a good time walking around South Shore Center and talking while they waited for me to meet them up. Amy liked Edwin and vice versa, so they decided to date. However, almost a week into the relationship, Amy learned that Edwin was not the kind of man she was looking for. He rarely paid for food and always asked for her to treat him. Amy told me she felt used and I suggested that they break up. She said she would give him another chance, but in the end, they broke up. Amy was having trouble finding a love interest in school. Her high standards were not met by any of our classmates. She turned towards online dating and it broke her heart and faith in meeting guys on the internet. Today, an estimated 50 million people use Tinder and 79% of those users are millennials. In my opinion, these statistics are shocking because the numbers are higher than expected. From Amy's experience, I learned that you should always be careful of people you meet online. They are not always who they seem to be. I'm May for Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Off today, and lately everyone feels fake. Somewhere I lost a piece of me, smoking cigarettes on balconies. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. If I call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears roll down your pillow like a river, you gotta be there for me too.
Running, running, just to keep my hands on you.
gotta be there for me too. But you gotta be there for me too.
Hey, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ T, and I'm signing out.
I'm not a regular person. Done with the perkies, I don't even feel like it's working. I was playing the bench, I was lurking. On the block where they plotting, no murking. You don't even know I was hurting. I was talking but let me hurting. And I think she did it on purpose. I can't hit the hate, I'm allergic. I feel like they had me on standby. See the pain in my damn eyes. I got out of jail and my man stopped. I never sleep, I'm a vampire. I'm not a regular person, I can't be giving out verses. I'm making the industry nervous, I'm still working through all the disturbance. I'm done with these Balenciagas, they keep on whipping my socks up. Nothing but forms behind us, we used to pull up in the Honda. Now every time that we pop up, we gotta pull up in the Zonda. We doing it just to remind us, to never go back to the bottom. They started off hating on me, everybody debating on me. And then they wrote a statement on me, my life they wanna take it from me. So I got a 380 on me. It ain't never on safety, I be having all of this paper on me. I just hope you praying for me. I can tell you what happened. The streets turned me into a savage. I started off jugging and trapping. Watched a couple of niggas get blasted. Way too much blood for a napkin. Won't nobody tell you what happened. I'm good when you see me in traffic. Automatic in the Benz 4MATIC. In the S550, I'm speeding. Thinking you wouldn't believe it. I came up from nothing, I mean it. Now I'm living everything I was dreaming. I'm killing, I feel like I'm cheating. They kept on giving me reasons. Can't nobody get in between. It's only yes, I put that on everything. Get off now, my ish is off now. Every rollie getting bossed down. Y'all hard dropping off town. I was down, but I'm off now. Up around with no fuck rounds. Ain't no pounds, always off now. Pretty Peter hit me up now. I got on, Saint Laurent on me, baby. I just wanted some company, baby. I don't want you to feel like I'm playing. Can I find you without you complaining? Got no time for a lunch with you, baby. I get bread, what the fuck is you saying? I get fly on any different occasion. I be in and out of different locations. I can't stop, I put on for this. Swear to God, I put on for this. Had to move out my mama's crib. Had to put in overtime for this. I could brag cause I'm confident. I'm the man, ain't no stopping it. I don't gotta wait for a shopping list. I wanna buy. body a fit, then I'm copping it. I'll get up now. Every roadie getting bars down. Young is rubbing all down. I was down, but I'm off now. Ain't no pounds over sauce now. My knowledge is sauce now. I'm not a regular person. 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 I'm not a regular person.
This is To Turn On Youth Radio Raw. I'm DJ Millie with the hoodie. We're going to have roundtable by Kyuhan, followed by a PSA by Christian, and RSA by Vanessa. Once again, this is To Turn On Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Millie with the hoodie.
Grandma, attention. Police brutality is an action using excessive force towards civilians. Many end up heroic code. Police brutality has always been present throughout history, but it's gotten worse as time goes by. A landmark case of police brutality happened on February 4th, 1999.
when a 23-year-old immigrant named Amadou Diallo was shot by four New York police. The four New York police officers claimed that Diallo looked suspicious and he didn't follow their commands. Soon after Diallo reached his pocket, the four police fired 41 bullets into the apartment only to find Diallo unarmed and reaching for his wallet. Police brutality has been a huge topic that people talk about. They talk about how police were being harsh on people that have the different race, gender, religion, etc. People are injured from police brutality because of unnecessary force to those who aren't meant to be treated that way. With me, I have May, 17 years old, Hermes, 17 years old, and Kamani, 14 years old. Let's talk. This question is for everyone. How has police brutality changed our community or society?
It changed our community with a lot of trust, and there's a lot of trust issues. How could we trust our community if we can't trust our officers into making sure that we're safe in the way we want to be in, and to make our society more of a trustworthy society and to make it more valuable and think about a lot more than just killings and police arresting people by their race, by their color, and by the way they act.
I think police brutality enables or like promotes inequality, especially among race, and it isn't good for our society.
Police brutality in the community really hurts everyone, I think. It sets off a chain reaction of hate and violence and tension that you can sometimes feel in certain areas of the community, especially in the Bay. For example, when there's police brutality and the community comes up and tries to help someone out, the police feel threatened, and so they act more harshly. So overall, it just creates a escalating system of destruction.
This question is also for everyone. What do you think are the causes for police brutality?
Repeat that.
What do you think are the causes of police brutality?
I think a lot of people just want to be right in certain situations, so they try to make it seem like everyone else is wrong but them, when it could also be following directions, but then again, it shouldn't come to down to an officer shooting someone for reaching in their pockets or touching their waist or walking around looking suspicious.
I think police brutality is caused by history, because everyone has always been like prejudiced against others. And police also have their own prejudices against people of color, maybe, or sexuality, or sex. And I think the cause is the bias.
Police brutality is caused, I think, by many different things. But the main police that we see doing these horrible things are select ones, not few, because there are many cases, but they are hateful people, as you can see from the evidence that's shown. And sometimes I just think that the wrong people are put in power, and that just makes everything worse.
This question is for May. What do you know or consider as police brutality?
I don't really have that much knowledge of police brutality because I don't really keep up that much. I consider when police are violent with people unnecessarily, I think that's police brutality.
This question's for Hermes. Have you ever seen, heard, or experienced police brutality? If yes, what about?
So, okay, I have experienced, well, I've witnessed police brutality the incident was, I was driving with my dad, and he's Latino, and we were on the highway and we got pulled over. And the officer asked my dad to step out of the car. And things luckily didn't escalate too bad. but it got to a point where they were searching him, and luckily enough, my dad is, you know, knows English pretty fluently and was able to tell the cop that he couldn't do that to him, and it kind of ended there. But that's just one incident that's kind of shone through, because you look to your parents as someone who's strong and there for you, and you want your community and your law system to do that for you as well, but it wasn't in this case.
This question's for Kamani. What actions do you think could be used to bring justice to police brutality incidents?
I think that people can just be more aware of their situation and, like, how things come and go, and just let little stuff go by easy, and just be more aware of your situation and be more concentrated on your, like, be more aware of just, like, being around. Okay, wait, can you repeat the question one more time?
What actions do you think could be used to bring justice to police brutality incidents?
Oh, what actions? Oh, I think that people can just like calm down and worry about their own situations.
Thank you for listening. I'm Washen for To Turn on Youth Radio Raw. For this discussion and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Think it's a game.
I came up from nothing. You can't tell me. Yeah, did it on my own. Take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now I'm getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah,
man.
Every day we lit. Yeah. You can't tell me. Yeah. Remember I was broke. Yeah. Now I'm getting rich. Yeah.
Yeah, when you diamond colder than a boot, then you know you lit. When you quit, take a. Then you know you lit.
Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah.
Every day we lit. Every day we lit. Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit.
Can't wait to get that vodka run. Put it on my arm. Just counted the 50 with my mom. The ball done. All my car came from. My chain glowing. I ain't going, man. Look where we came from. All your bangles got my name on it. She want me to put my name on it. I got the hottest 16, one of the best you ever seen. But she like it when I sang on it.
I came up from nothing, you can't tell me. Yeah, did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist, yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now I'm getting rich, I swear every day we lit,
yeah,
man.
Every day we lit, yeah. You can't tell me, yeah. Remember I was broke, now I'm getting rich, yeah.
Hey, when you diamond colder than a boot, then you know you lit. When you quit, take a. Then you know you lit.
Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
yeah.
Every day we lit,
we lit.
Every day we lit,
we lit.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Think it's a game.
Can't wait to get that new drop. Put that on my block. Yeah. I just copped a new beam. Put that on my Glock. Yeah. I done stepped my game up. Got my change up. I swear on my. I won't never change up. Rollie all on my wrist. Yeah. Rollie all.
What does it mean to be smart? Does it mean you can get a perfect test score? Over many years, young people's futures have been based upon standardized tests. According to the data from the College Board, 60% of colleges say that the SAT is a huge importance to the student's admission rate. The SAT tests the comprehension of reading, math, and writing. The ACT tests the comprehension of math, reading, and science at a faster pace. Private tutors for these tests range from $100 to $200 a session, which is not cheap. Many studies have shown that students with higher family incomes have a higher success rate on these tests. $0 to $200,000 family incomes show a much lower score compared to the $200,000 or more incomes with almost perfect scores. Today, more and more schools are opening up the test optional admissions, which in my opinion is a great way to end this biased admission pattern. This alternative admissions process can help us further reach equality in the education system. I'm Vanessa from Two Turnt Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For more PSAs and other youth stories, go to youthradio.org.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that Oaks was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting shit.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
Well, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Don't know nobody, oh nobody, always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown. Vibing out more than my phone, no, leave me alone, me on my own, no.
Look, I cut the bit up like an edit. My daddy is G, it's genetics. I heard your new is pathetic. Your contrast should be shredded. To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click stars studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is the right risk. Even in a crisis, I'm never on some switching sides. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out because I'm enlightened. God talks to me in silence, but I hear.